great to be here.
Now, Wordle. I've only really heard of this very recently, but isn't it amazing that sometimes people can come up with what essentially is a very, very simple idea and makes a lot of money?
You call it amazing. I call it annoying, but that's just me wanting $1 million. So this bloke in New York, his wife and he are in lockdown. His wife likes crosswords and puzzles, so he creates a website that she can go to have a guessing game every day to guess a five-letter word. Now, when you guess the first word, it gives you a green box behind the letter if that's the right letter in the right place in the five. It gives you a yellow around the letter if it's in the word but it's not in the right place, and it gives you a gray box around the letter if it's not in the word. So you've got six guesses to guess that five-letter word. It's fascinating. But here's the thing. You can only play it once a day. It's not even an app. It's not even a website you can easily find. You have to Google it to find it. It hasn't made a domain name or anything for it. But because you can then share your results on social media, Twitter and Facebook, are being inundated with these little graphs of people's results. No one spoils the answer, but they share their results. Did you do it in 2 out of 5 or 2 out of 6 or whatever it was? And this virality has made it so popular that the New York Times Games Department has bought it for a low seven-figure sum is how they describe it, but I hear millions of dollars. So good on him, but I hate him.
I know, but it's just so random. So, you know, you don't have any clues or anything to go by.
Nope.
No, I know.
And it's unspoken rules that you never share the answer. Like, I could say the answer today, but I'd spoil it for everyone, and that would be not good. So you have to wait till midnight and just give it another crack.
Well, you and I have not made the $1 million or more that this guy has, so that would put us into the frugal category. But the frugal I'm talking about is F-R-U-G-L, an app to help you get your best groceries.
That's right, and this was launched originally to kind of find the best deals between Coles and Woolies, but now they've expanded. They've got IGA and Aldi and all these different things in there. So it's not a shopping app, but it's a shopping list app. So you still need to go to the shops, but if you enter in the items on your shopping list and then do a search, it'll allow you to find the cheapest price and put that essentially in a list. So you can have an Aldi list, a Coles list, and by the end of the week, you know that you've bought all the stuff at the cheapest price and you've ended up doing the best thing by your budget with just one app. Well, frugal, as you say, very, very cool idea.
Yeah, unfortunately, you use 3 times as much petrol, having to go around to all the shops, but other than that...
Well, you need to be frugal. You need to go only when you need to, and if they're in you and you're passing by, you need to pop in.
Now, tell me, the final one today, tell me about the Ultra Accurate Australia, now available on various simulators and et cetera, but what exactly is this?
Microsoft Flight Simulator relaunched a couple of years ago, and it's beautiful. The most realistic planes, flying experience, satellite imagery of the entire planet, real-time weather, even real-time aircraft. But the thing that was weird about it was when I flew over Sydney, for example, no Harbour Bridge. Fly over the Gabba, it just looked like a block of apartments. But now they've released it, a downloadable update to anyone with the game on their Xbox or their PC, and you can now see an ultra-realistic Australia with all the big cities covered, 95 different landmarks all around Australia covered, plenty of new airports. It's magnificent and a great way to enjoy Microsoft Flight Simulator if you're an Aussie.
So with the Flight Simulator, do you need to essentially know how to fly a plane to use it?
Nope. It teaches you, and you just need the normal Xbox controller. If you've got an Xbox, it's just pull up to take off and turn to turn. It's challenging, but it's a whole lot of fun.
My son just took his first official flying lesson last week, so I reckon if I can get...
something I desperately want to do. He should definitely get a hold of this because it has real-time air traffic control in it. You've got to actually communicate with air traffic control and all that kind of stuff. There are people who have built simulators in their homes with all the gear and no idea, and they fly from Brisbane to London, do full flights, 13 hours.
Talking to frugal, I might be able to save myself about 80 grand or something if I go to this. Yeah, I'm onto it. Hey, Trevor, always good to chat, mate. Thanks for that. We'll talk next week.
Cheers, mate. Talk to you then.